CITR 101.9, broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus, located on the traditional, unceded, Coast Salish territory of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people.
Sometimes that category... As a station, we believe in playing content with artistic and cultural merit, and sometimes that category includes material which can be construed as offensive. For those who have children nearby or are sensitive to provocative material, the following broadcast may have strong language, themes, or be otherwise objectionable. Please consider tuning out and revisiting CITR after this program.
We now bring you the following announcement. Generation Annihilation is now on the air.
This is Katie J. I play drums in Lié. You are listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver on the traditional, ancestral, and unceded territory of the Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh people.
All right, welcome to another edition of Generation Annihilation here on CITR 101.9 FM, streaming live over the World Wide Web, www.citr.ca. My name is Aaron, staring out at a very gray sky. Yeah, it's very quiet up here at the Student Union Building. Yeah, all classes are not happening at the moment. Yeah, middle of winter break, and yeah, everything is pretty much closed up here. And yeah, you heard a pre-broadcast of a pre-recorded broadcast of the Saturday Edge on Folk. And yeah, so I'm all by myself here at the station, bringing you a good show. And yeah, this is the final edition of Generation Annihilation for the year 2018. It's been a great year for music and such. It's been a good year for mental health as well. My mental state is really in order. Last year at this time, I was not doing so well. I remember doing a show all about mental health last year, and I was trying to get my own personally sorted. Well, I'm on the right track now. So yeah, I'm happy for myself, and I'm happy to be up here playing the tunes for you. And we start things all off with a track going back to 1977 from the Avengers, classic San Francisco act. Yeah, featuring the bass work of the late James Wilsey. He left us last week, unfortunately. Yeah, he joined the ranks of the other Parrish musicians this year, such as Randy Rampage, bass player for DOA, ex-bass player for DOA, singer for Annihilator and such. Pete Shelley, guitar player, singer, and songwriter from the Buzzcocks. At the start of the year, we lost original Motorhead guitar player Fast Eddie Clark. We lost Johnny Strike from Crime, and we lost Todd Youth from Murphy's Law and a handful of other acts. And we lost Aretha Franklin. So yes, it's very unfortunate that all these fine musicians have passed on. But yeah, the good music continues to come in, and we're going to have a great show today, playing a lot of music that is seeing the debut on the Generation Annihilation show for this year. Next show will be a bunch of releases that got a lot of airplay more than once in the Generation Annihilation show. So we're going to hear something that got its debut a few weeks back on the show, brand new local act called The Moor. Name of this track is called In the Name of War on Generation Annihilation, CITR. We'll be right back.
Sarah from Alien Boys, and you are listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
city, and this is our home.
Discorder Magazine has been supporting local music for over 30 years. Thanks to the long-term support of the Rickshaw Theater, Discorder lives. Your favorite bands are playing at the Rickshaw Theater. Check out their calendar just behind the cover of Discorder Magazine or at rickshawtheater.com.
Without the help and support of our friends, we here at CITR wouldn't be able to bring you all the great music, art, cinema, and culture that you love. Thanks to the long-standing support from the Rio Theater, we are able to keep you informed on all the great artists, films, and everything else coming to town there. For all the current information about who and what's playing at the Rio Theater, visit their website at www.riotheater.ca.
From Extreme Noise Terror, you are listening to Generation Annihilation on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
Started last sets off with the more local Vancouver act. We heard a track called In the Name of War. And yeah, that was a live recording from November 17th of this year, and expect a recording from the Moor next year. It'll be a good one, I'm sure, if it's anything as good as these two tracks that are recorded and released as a demo. And we follow with a release going back to 1987, and a great one of that. No Good, No Evil from the Smart Pills on Blurg Records. Yeah, record label run by Dick from Subhumans. And we had a track called Naked Nun, and yeah, that band was from Bristol, England. Actually, were they from Bristol? Or they're from Bath, one of the two really, really close towns. Yeah, they were friends with Amoebics, who we heard from in the set after that from the No Sanctuary release. The debut 12-inch release from Amoebics originally came out on Spiderleg Records. And it was nicely reissued by Alternative Tentacles Records in the 2000s at some point. And yeah, we heard a track called No Sanctuary, as I said. And we followed with the latest from Axe Grinder, Satori. This one is on Rise Above Records, and it's the first Axe Grinder Records in, geez, about a good 30 years. Yeah, when that band came out, I thought, man, these guys are trying just too hard to copy Amoebics. Yeah, they did kind of clone them a bit, but yeah, they were a great band. They put out a record called Rise of the Serpent Men, which is considered a crust classic now. But yeah, check out this record. It, like I said, it's brand new. It came out last year, and we heard a track called Over. So yeah, check that one out. And we're going to hear a new Vancouver act, who are called the Terminal City Rats, and this is a track called The Lion's Roar. Here we go.
United on the street, giving it to some concrete. Together we are a crew dead in the finger, not a Let's see here. God. Ugh.
Everybody dance, dance. What, you don't like to dance? Everybody dance.
Ugh. Everybody. God, this is awful.
Isn't there anything? Anything? Anything?
Listening to the radio these days can be distressing. Fortunately, here at CITR, our programmers choose the music that they play, so our charts reflect what people actually listen to. To find out what's really topping the charts, pick up a copy of Discorder magazine or check us out online at CITR.ca. Unless, of course, you'd rather keep listening to the chart-topping single, Everybody Dance.
What, you don't like to dance? Everybody dance. Everybody dance. Everybody dance, dance. What, you don't like to dance?
Hey, this is Dick from Subhumans. You are listening to Generation Island Annihilation. Easy for you to say. I'll say it again. This is Generation Annihilation. This is Dick from Subhumans. This on CITR 101.9 FM. That's F and M, female and male. All sources catered for, no matter which. Even if you're somewhere in between, in Vancouver, BC, also AD, also into the future. If you don't know what you're listening to, you do now. Cheers.
All right, we started things all off with Terminal City Rats, new Vancouver act, three-song demo of theirs. Yeah, they feature Jameson, who was in, what's the name of that band now? Oh, I'm drawing a blank. It'll come to me in a second. Yeah, but yeah, he sings in this band, and we heard a track called The Lion's Roar, and we followed with... Who did we follow with? Yeah. Duh. Drawing a blank here. Drawing blanks left, right, and center. We follow with Cardi 7, Shoot Up and Die from their No Hope release. Cardi 7 from Vancouver. And this is a band. This release came out in February of 2017. And we followed with Andronachrome from the Buzz Howl Sessions. We heard a track called Fool's Paradise. And This was recorded in Portland, Oregon, and I'm thinking the band is from there as well. And we followed with Judy and the Jerks from the Roll On Summer Holiday cassette release. We heard a track called Biscuit Power, and from Old City from Portland, Oregon, we heard a track called Walls, and that's from the Future Dead release. And right about now, we're going to hear an act who are from New York City, and they're called Flower. This is a track called The Great of Gods, from the Violent Crusades cassette release. Here we go.
We are engaged today in what they call culture war. We didn't start it, but we, by His grace, are going to end it. And we should say, yes, we want to reclaim America for Christ.
choice: peace or generation annihilation.
All right, before we get into that next set, I'd just like to mention the band, the Terminal City Rats. I was drawing a blank for the name of what band Jameson sang for. Yes, it's Obscene Bean. Played them a lot on the show, played with them, seen them lots. Yeah, it just wasn't coming to me. Also in that band, but it did come to me. Also in that band, guitar player Kid Crash Campbell. Yeah, he played in The Receptionists. And yeah, we started things off with... where did we start here? Man, we heard a lot of stuff in that last set. We started things all off with Flower from New York City from the Violent Crusades cassette tape. We heard two tracks, Great Land of God and I Can't Unsee. And then in the sets, we followed with Mojiros Padres from the Sobritos album. We heard a track called Odio La Sociedad. And yeah, in case you haven't guessed, that band, you probably didn't guess, but that band is actually from Austin, Texas, and yeah, they sing in Spanish. And we followed with Vagra from the Last Breath release. Yeah, we heard a track from them, and the track we heard was called You Can't Refuse. And from Torso out of the Bay Area, I got some Bay Area straight edge vegan DB hardcore, if you will. Yeah, we heard a track called Grab a Shovel from the Build and Break release. And we followed from Laga, act from Singapore. We heard a track called Pertama and Local Starvation. We heard a track called My Hate. And from Spain, we heard from an act called Ireal. Yeah, they're from Barcelona. And that's from their 2018 demo. And from the UK, the latest from Rat Cage, brand new 7-inch. It's on the name of their label is Kids of the Laugh Hole. And yeah, we heard a track called Generation Numb. So yes, this is the final edition of Generation Annihilation. Stay tuned for Power Chord up next. Going to let you know about a show happening on New Year's Eve. That is on Monday. This is going to be a good one. It's Fane, Dead Cells, Sore Points, Wireheads, and DJ Parrish at CBDB's. Ask around. Not only is it a free show, but there's free chili. And yeah, I never thought I'd see the day where shows were so cool that they're happening for free on New Year's Eve. So yeah, thanks for listening to Generation Annihilation in the year 2018. We'll talk to you in the year 2019, which hopefully will be as good as this one. Like us on Facebook, check us out online, www.generationannihilation. Stay tuned for Power Chord up next with some Voivod taking you into it. This is from their latest release, The Wake. This is a track called Orb Confusion. Here we go.
Where lives our weekend? Red flag the rising.
Listening to CITR 101.9, broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus, located on the traditional, unceded Coast Salish territory of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people.
Hey guys, this is Power Chord every Saturday from 1 to 3 on 101.9 FM here in Vancouver. We are broadcasting on unceded Musqueam territory. I am stoked as this is going to be my top albums of 2018. And I'm joined by Justin as well.
Oh, I'm super stoked to hear what you got for top 20, top albums of this year.
Yeah, it's been a little bit... Trying to figure out which ones I do want to play, but we're going to get into something that's long, slow, and heavy, an album that I had to give a couple listens to, Mournful Congregations, The Incubus of Karma. Really dig in this funeral doom, and as a lot of funeral doom has happened in my life, it takes a good couple listens to really get into the nitty-gritty of it, take some time with it, so let's get into it. This song is The Scripture of Exaltation and Punishment here on Power Chord.